coming up in May 10th and 11th, is the Prince of Wales Island-Wide Mining Symposium. Here to tell us more about that event is Frederick Olson Jr. from over in Kasan. Good morning.
Sinodung Hidung Dilagung. Good morning.
And I was like, I've been listening to our language modules, but cannot come up with a response.
Oh, I said, how are you? And I'm fine.
Very good.
In the Haida language.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And can you tell me, how are you involved with this mining symposium?
I'm currently the tribal vice president of the Organized Village of Kasan. And I'm now the tourism director here. But for the past couple of years, I was the brownfields coordinator. And that position works with the EPA and is related to various contaminated sites and the reuse of those sites by our people. And part of the duties of that position, we, the Organized Village of Kasan, for several years now has hosted the Island-Wide Mining Symposium, and the Brownfields Coordinator is the person that, you know, heads that up. And so for the last 2 years, I actually ran the event.
And what...
And this gets hot, but I'm very involved. I'm also the chairman of the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group, which is a coalition of 14 of our federally recognized tribes here in Southeast Alaska. And so I'm, of course, very interested in the event. And then because of my prior involvement, I'm actually going to be emceeing the event this year, like I did the last 2 years.
What is the purpose of this symposium? Who is your target audience, and who are your presenters?
The presenters are mining representatives, governing agencies, other interested groups, tribal leaders. Will present, this year we have some folks from the Alaska State Department of Natural Resources. We have, sorry about the phone ringing, EPA. We have a person from the BC Environmental Protection is coming. We have a representative from UCOR, which has a mining project on Prince of Wales Island in Kasan's traditional territory. And so it's like that. There's updates on local Prince of Wales mining, but then there's talk in the broader region. We have a gentleman from the University of Alaska Southeast talking about their mining program. And so it's very balanced. There's pro-mining folks. There's, if you want to say, anti-mining folks. There's people in the middle who want to learn, or they're presenting about, they're a supplier or they're maybe a employer, because there's a lot of jobs besides, say, underground or actually digging or blasting. There's truck driving, there's cooking, there's a lot of other jobs. There's suppliers, outfitters, this kind of thing. So we always have tried to have a lot of balance and different viewpoints at the symposium. Last year, the lieutenant governor was here. He's not coming this year. He can't get them every year. The senators, both, they're not going to be here in person, but they send well-produced video statements that we play to the audience. And it's a really great event. Not to pat ourselves on the back, but it really is. I haven't seen many events like it. There was one I saw, they have one that's, I forget what it's actually called, but it's in Juneau. It's in Alaska, and then in Canada, they go back and forth. But our event was very similar to that. And this year, nobody can touch us because it's going to be held at the Totem Trail Cafe right in Kasan. And, that in itself is going to be amazing. Our registration fee is so low. It's $100. It's really like a token fee, especially when you consider the meals. On Prince of Wales Island, you can't get a really great dinner and two really quality lunches at a nice restaurant for $100. And then when you think about the tremendous information you're going to get, plus this year, because it's in Kasan, part of the symposium will be a very special guided tour out to Naiwan, Chief Sunny Hat Whale House, and the Totem's Historic District. So we're going to do something that people don't usually get to experience. So have a little fire in there and some storytelling. It's really going to be a special moment. And again, that itself could be worth, you know, whatever you want to put a price on it. So, you know, sure, I'm plugging away, but this, it really is a good event. And, you know, don't use the excuse, oh, gee, it's in Kasan and we have to get there somehow. You know, the people in Kasan do a good job of going to everybody else's events across the world. And so, you know, do yourself a favor and come to Kasan and learn about or update yourself on what's going on in Southeast Alaska mining.
Okay, that's a good question, is how would people be able to get there? Will there be any kind of special transportation, or they would need to go into a certain community and then get to Kasan? And is there lodging available?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of ways to get here. Someone could fly directly to Kasan. There's float plane airlines that fly here. And we have two cabins that are owned by the tribe, but of course those are booked up already. But there's, you know, a lot of people will stay in Craig. There's several places to stay there. So again, you can take a float plane directly to Craig and then stay there. And you could get a car and drive over here. We're going to maybe see about working on some limited, you know, shuttle service. But again, you know, people always go to meetings and, you know, you get a car and you drive to it. And that's pretty easy. You can also, one of the nice things to do is to fly directly from the Ketchikan Airport to the Klawak Airport. Island Air does that. They have a few flights each day directly to Klawak. And then there's places to stay in Klawak and then or Craig. And, you know, there's cab service, there's car rental service. Car rental places are really flexible. You know, we're on the island. People get it. They know people need to work things out. So often car could meet you at the airport. I don't want to talk for them, but yeah, I know this is the case. And that's another way to get to the island. Of course, you can also have a car from Ketchikan and get on the ferry, but then you're limited to, that's once a day. So, of course, you'd have to come the day before and plan it, because you have to line up your car at 2:30, and the ferry leaves at 3:30 to come to the island, and that lands in Hollis, which is about an hour and a half or 2 hour drive to Kasan.
Okay, so many options there if someone is interested in attending. This is taking place May 10th and 11th. They're all-day sessions, correct?
Yes, the first day will be all day, and then that includes a dinner, and we're having, I believe, a seafood fettuccine. It's going to be great. You know, one of the lunches are salmon sandwiches. And one other place to stay closer to Kasan, not in Kasan, but in the what they call the South Horn Bay subdivision, is a real beautiful place, the McFarland's Flotel. And they have four cabins where people would stay together, you know, if you didn't mind that, and that's pretty good. They're just about, you know, I don't know, what is it, 15 minutes up the road here. So there's lots of options. You know, the main ways to the island are the ferry or plane. And so you could, for that matter, then fly to Thorn Bay on a float plane and stay over there. If anybody has more, you know, needs more information, they could call our office, 907-542-2230, and ask for Lanice Congdon, and she could try to help you out. You know, we're not a travel agency, but, you know, we try to make things work.
Okay, and if people are interested in registering, I would imagine you need to register in advance. How would they go about doing that?
Oh, hey, thanks for asking. We do offer, if you go to our website, Kasan.org, you'll see a link to the mining symposium, and on there you can register online. And that's pretty nice. And you actually, it's only $100 if you register online. We're at the door, it's going to be $125.
Okay. I think those are my main questions. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I really appreciate the opportunity to advertise the Mining Symposium and really invite everybody to come. It's always a good event. And then this year, it's going to be a little special because we're actually going to have it in Kazan.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll get the word out there, post the link information and phone number on our website as well.
Oh, hey, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Frederick Olson Jr. With the Organized Village of Kazan. Again, the Prince of Wales Islandwide Mining Symposium coming up May 10th and 11th. You can go to their website, Kazan, KASAAN.org, and find a link for more information.